USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Current and former lawmakers, family, and friends are paying their final respects in Washington, D.C. to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, who passed away last month. The pastor welcoming Powell's casket to the church.
With faith in Jesus Christ, we receive the body of our brother Colin Luther Powell for burial. Let us pray with confidence to God, giver of life, that he will raise him to perfection in the company of the saints.
Paul served as the first African-American Secretary of State under former President George W. Bush. Pfizer is planning to submit data to the FDA as soon as possible for its new COVID-19 pill. The experimental drug reduces the risk of hospitalization and death by 89% in high-risk individuals. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Humana. As the nation looks to observe Veterans Day, Ed Sandrick, a retired Marine and director of the Veterans Channel at Humana, shares one way Humana is helping Medicare-eligible veterans achieve their best health.
As part of Humana's longstanding commitment to our nation's servicemen and women, we spoke to veterans to better understand their needs. Our research found that their health benefits could be strengthened, so we launched the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage plans in 2019. While the honor plans are available to anyone with Medicare, veterans will find that these plans could round out the benefits they may already have through the VA, helping them to maximize their coverage. Veterans may enroll in any Humana plan they are eligible for, all of which are recommended by USAA.
To learn more about Humana plans, visit Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, HMO-SNP, PPO, PPO-SNP, and PFFS organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Republican-led states are suing President Biden over a vaccine mandate requiring employers in the private sector of at least 100 employees to mandate vaccines or testing. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel talks more about this on Fox Business.
Listen, I'm very pro-vaccine, Stuart. I got the vaccine. My kids have gotten it. But I do not think people should be choosing between putting food on the table and their livelihood and a government-mandated vaccine. I think it's really unconstitutional.
The mandate will be enforced beginning January 4th, 2022. President Biden says that those who are unvaccinated are making it difficult to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navy has fired three top leaders after a U.S. submarine struck an underwater mountain in the South China Sea. The three leaders were aboard the attack submarine USS Connecticut when it struck an uncharted sea mountain in early October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Republican truck driver beats a longtime member of the New Jersey Senate swamp, as we hear from Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you.
A North Dakota senator is speaking after recently visiting the southern border. Republican Kevin Cramer had a nighttime ride-along tour with a Border Patrol agent.
Our Border Patrol agents are very frustrated. They're frustrated with the Biden administration's policies. They're frustrated that they did away with the Remain in Mexico policy.
Republicans continuing to hammer the Biden administration over its approach to the border crisis since President Biden took office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.